Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh, and I am flying solo, baby. Just doing my solo thing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple things I've been pondering lately. And, you know, it's really about how am I showing up in the world to focus and become who I want to be who I'm trying to be. And I, as many of you know, I'm kind of a major book reader. I try to crank out a book a week. Just finished my 13th book for the year. And there's two books that that I just read that I like to take pieces, bits and pieces from different books and combine them into my thought leadership. But I read James Clear's Atomic Habits, and one of the things that really stood out, it's a cool book. I know it's a popular book. One of the things that really stood out to me, but probably, you know, whenever I read books, I try to have a profound takeaway, like one key takeaway from each book I read. And with his book, the biggest thing that stood out to me was, are your habits, are the things that you're trying to accomplish and the habits that support the things that you're trying to accomplish, are they around who you're trying to be in the world, or are they around what you're trying to accomplish in the world? I think they're two very different things. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to get in shape and your goal is to lose 20 pounds. That having a goal of losing 20 pounds would be to be, you know, more fit versus I'm just trying to be a fit person, because that's something that never changes. And if I'm trying to be a fit person, are my habits aligned to that? And he talks, you know, he goes into detail. It's a good book if you want to kind of mechanically figure out a framework to accomplish goals in a better way. But I really love this idea of, who am I trying to be in the world? And are the things I'm doing supporting me becoming that person or me being that person? So if I say I want to be a loving father, a loving spouse, are my habits, the things I'm doing, supporting the creation of this type of a human being? And so I thought it was a really interesting way. And for me, I came up with really three things I'm trying to be in the world. You know, I'm trying to be a creative, and the podcast, you know, supports that. And I'm trying to be, probably a better thing is I'm trying to be a creative where my work actually creates impact in the world. And I think that that's an important thing to acknowledge, because I could be a creative without the second part. And then there's no sense in me, for instance, growing the podcast, growing it. If I could be a creative and create podcasts no one listens to, and I'm still being a creative. For me, it's being a creative that creates impact in the world. That's number one. Secondly, it's for me being a business person that creates impact in the world. Right. So there's this commonality around impact. And then last but not least is I want to be the healthiest version of myself. I want to really be this healthy human. And there's different parts of that. There's this idea around mental health, physical health, emotional health. And so then I look and say, well, am I taking care of those things. And the minute I started thinking of how do I want to be in the world, there's this like light bulb that went off of, well, are my habits supporting that? And I'm going to be honest right now to say in some cases, yes, in some cases, no. You know, and I leverage, you know, I talked about this last week and a couple weeks ago, that the Miracle Morning, we have Hal Elrod coming on the show next week. I'm super pumped about that. And so you better show up. Sometimes people reschedule on me, but yeah, that's a cool framework. I like that framework for myself because it's a really cool framework for me to show up and get stuff done. So the key that I figured out that's been really effective for me to level up to the next level. And I was talking to a friend of mine, John Broman, former guest on the show on Saturday night, at another former guest, Brad Weimertz, South by Southwest party. And I was telling him, I feel like my personal development has gone vertical, like really skyrocketed in a way that's, I mean, it's like 45 years in the making. I'll be 45 in May. And I'm just like, man, I feel like my personal development has just really gone to the next level. And I like the Miracle Morning because it's given me a really great framework to leverage. And that's really created a lot of my creator vibes around thought leadership, around how I'm thinking about showing up in the world. And when I was in Santa Cruz last week at a CEO retreat, and I was talking to Doug Irwin, one of my forum brothers, and we were talking about this, and I mentioned this on last week's show, but I forgot to mention this one part, which once I figured out who I want to be in the world, how am I showing up? And how am I focusing on the goals of just showing up in the ways and in the habits and in the means to create that person I'm trying to be? So it's a really important concept. Am I showing up? And I want you to think to yourself for a second, when you start thinking of who you're trying to be in the world, are you showing up consistently? And I think a big part of showing up is being consistent to support the behaviors and habits that are going to create that outcome that you're trying to become in the world. And for me, the minute I got really hyper-focused on showing up, just saying, hey, I'm just going to show up. And I'll give you an example right now. I'm doing this podcast. I'm showing up. You know, it's 8:46 p.m. Central on Wednesday night. This podcast comes out Friday. I'm showing up. I'm doing the work. I have to create a podcast because I do solos on Fridays, and sometimes, you know, it's hard for me sometimes to do these things because I'm not necessarily inspired, and I have to really kind of take a moment and gather my thoughts to create a podcast that's going to be valuable for a listener. That's me showing up. And a lot of the times, the difference between a pro and an amateur is a pro shows up even when they don't want to. And what I found in my life is I've been really good about that. I'm pretty good about showing up. I have really strong willpower to show up, get shit done, even when I'm not up for it, even if I don't feel like it. I'll just show up. I just show up when I know what I need to show up for. The problem I've ran into is showing up for the wrong stuff. Showing up in a way or having a habit that didn't support what I really truly believed I wanted to be in the world. I kind of lied to myself about that one, right? Or I wasn't clear on that one. I knew I wanted to be one person, but my goals were not fully aligned, and I was, you know, maybe going for the more superficial goal, you know, the braggadocious goal. And I'll use the example of my former business where I said, man, I really want to grow $100 million company. And that was this big vanity metric that I ended up hitting. And then I felt dissatisfied after the fact. One of the issues around that was that I was showing up like you wouldn't believe to hit that goal, and we hit it. But it was not satisfying because it's not who I necessarily really wanted to be. I wanted affirmation that I was a great person. I wanted the world to pat me on the back, you know, at that moment. And that was all about ego. The reality was, what I really wanted to be was a business person that created real impact. And that didn't get me there. That just checked a box. And so there was a discrepancy around who I was trying to be and who I was actually being, or who I wanted to be and who I was actually being. Not trying, because I was actually trying to become a $100 million CEO. And when you looked at my habits, show up to work, grind, you know, build the business, focus on that, put that first above everything else, travel to wherever I need to travel to, health kind of second, family kind of third, I ended up in a spot where I wasn't who I wanted to be in the world. And it came at the expense of a bunch of other stuff. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. And so I really think that there's this idea. Now, but let me not discount this. I showed up. And I think half of this, people always say half of success is just showing up. And I think that's a combination of two things. I think number one, it's showing up when you don't want to, and that's what pros do. And you do it time in, time out, and figure that over time, if you're clear on who you want to be, the showing up gives you an opportunity to really pivot and play with that and experiment with the ways in which you will become who you want to be in the world. But you got to show up a bunch, because you got to show up and it doesn't work. And you got to show up and be like, that didn't work the way I wanted it to. Maybe I got to show up differently. You got to show up and fail and pivot and correct. And over time, you learn. And as you learn, you can pivot better, or you can create impact better to again show up to be who you want to become in the world. And sometimes it's not as hard as that. Sometimes I'll use the example of just getting healthy. Like, one of my goals this year at 45 is, hey, I want to become the healthiest version myself that ever lived, right? Well, I can do that, but you know, if I pound beers, you know, or eat a bunch of chocolate cake, that's not necessarily supporting this Darius being the best version of himself from a health perspective. Who do I want to be? I want to be a super fit person who's super healthy, right? And when I eat things that go away from that, then, well, would a person who's trying to be that or is that, a super healthy, fit person, would they actually do that stuff? The answer is maybe sometimes, or maybe after they're, you know, fit, maybe they have a cheat day or whatever. But if they're on the road to getting that, the answer is they probably wouldn't do that. And then you could start to look at your habits and your behavior and say, like, well, how am I showing up? Am I showing up as a fit person would and doing the work? and falling off the wagon and self-correcting, or am I just being lazy about it? And I think that when we get really clear on who we're trying to be in the world, and again, I'm pretty clear for myself, I want to be a great friend, great family man, great spouse. I really want to invest in my relationships in those ways, right? I want to be a great dad. I want to be a great husband. I want to be a great friend. Then it's just a question of what am I doing to invest in that? How am I showing up to invest in that? You know, when I say that, what I was talking about with health, how am I showing up to invest in that? Am I doing the work? Am I exercising? Am I meditating? Am I trying to work out my differences with people? Am I eating right? Am I taking in enough protein? Am I taking my vitamins? Am I doing it every day? Or am I not? And so again, am I showing up to support who I'm trying to be in that way? And then last but not least, when we go into this other side of I'm trying to be a creative person who creates impact in the world, or I'm trying to become a creator that creates impact both in business and in my creative endeavors. Well, what am I doing to create that? And for me, I'm looking at private equity. I'm looking at the podcast. I'm looking at advising CEOs. And I say, how am I showing up? How am I doing the work? And if I'm not, what do I need to do to change? So I think when we start asking ourselves these questions, it's really simple. Who am I trying to try to be in the world? And how am I showing up to create that outcome? And what I told Doug, you know, I ended the show on this. I said, all I'm focused on now, going back to last week's Friday show, when I said, hey, how are you setting your goals? My goal is just how am I showing up? What am I showing up to hit the goals? And for me, the minute I got clear on what I need to show up for, then it's binary. I either do it or I don't every day. And when I don't beat myself up about it. I just remind myself, I self-correct. And what I'm finding is it allows me to have the conversation I had with John Broman on Saturday last week, which was, man, I've never been this good. I've never felt this good. Emotionally, physically, mental health perspective, you name it. I mean, I really have never felt this good. And I think this is a secret. When we start hearing again, half of it's just showing up. The other half is knowing who you want to be in the world. And when you do those two things, magic happens because you enjoy the actual process. And I was a person that never enjoyed the process till now. So I do think that this is kind of the cheat code on how you start to enjoy the process, because you're not fixated on some artificial outcome. You're focused on really who am I trying to be in the world and what habits and what actions am I taking on a regular basis to make that happen. And when we do that, that's when the magic happens. So I hope you enjoyed today's solo. I'm just giving you as I'm on this journey, these tidbits of information that helped me show up better in the world to create who I'm trying to become in the world. And I hope the same for you and all your loved ones. With that said, peace out. We love you guys here at the Greatness Machine, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on, so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one.
Hey there, what's up everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.